And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a couple of avid birders and wildlife lovers here to talk about the upcoming spring migration bird walks at Sitka National Historical Park. Welcome to Ryan Carpenter and welcome to Lucy Phillips.
Hi. Good morning.
Well, coming up on the 6th and the 13th, folks will have an opportunity to walk through the park and learn how to identify birds by sight and by sound, or if you already know, just to enjoy doing that with other people. Yeah. Ryan Carpenter, you are a park ranger, and Lucy, you like birding.
I do.
All righty. Let's talk about these walks. Ryan, why don't you start us off?
Sure, yeah. So as you mentioned, we'll have two spring migration bird walks this year. May is the peak period for those walks, and so we've strategically planned those for this coming Saturday and then the following Saturday, the 13th. And we'll start at the visitor center at 8 a.m., and it'll go till 10 a.m. And so, you know, this time of year is just so rich and so full of life. And, you know, walking through the park, there's so many sights and sounds to appreciate. And, you know, I kind of think of it as a lot of our old friends are coming back,
yeah.
And it's a great harbinger of spring and the beautiful weather to come. And so it's just a nice celebration of the season and a celebration of the life that's all around us. And so just really excited to be able to share that with people, whether they are very, very experienced bird watchers, or maybe it's someone who has been hearing a call in their backyard and they're just not quite sure what it is and they want to figure it out and they've got that curiosity. And so, you know, these walks are for everyone. And so we're just really excited to be able to offer that, and excited about the abundant bird species that have been in the park already this spring.
Also, I wanted to say, don't get discouraged. If it's raining, you're still going to see tons of birds. You never know what you're going to see on a rainy day, especially if it's been blowing like it has been this week. So we never know. So please come. Don't think you need a good day to bird, because you don't.
Mm-hmm. Lucy, tell us about your involvement with these walks.
Well, I love to take these walks with Ryan. Ryan is my friend, and we've been birding together a lot. And it's very fun to come with a group of people and listen to the questions and the observations that people have. It doesn't matter what level of birding. It has to do maybe with your enthusiasm and your willingness to come out and see what's there. And the beach is literally crawling with shorebirds right now. So it's exciting just to go, you know, and just begin to look and see what's there, from the very edge of the water all the way up to the forest.
There's something to be said for doing this with other people.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's a shared thing. The more eyes you have, the more you're going to see. So if you have 40 pairs of eyes, we're all going to see a lot more than if we go by ourselves.
How should people prepare for this?
Yeah, so like Lucy was saying, you know, the weather could be variable, and so just make sure that you wear comfortable clothing that will ensure that, you know, you are feeling good and not thinking about the weather while we're going for our walk. If they have binoculars, bringing binoculars would be great. However, the park has a number of loaners that we can distribute for the walk. We'll also have spotting scopes. And so, you know, those little brown birds that are running across the beach that are so hard to tell the difference between, we'll be able to really magnify those views so that people will get really great looks at the birds, and be able to observe and appreciate some of the subtle beauties and differences between the different species that we'll be looking at.
Those little peeps that are around down there.
Yes, those peeps.
And the black turnstones are always scolding each other. You can always tell when they're on the beach before you get there, because they're always after each other, making a lot of racket. So that's fun too.
Everybody has been hearing just this beautiful wealth of bird call this in the mornings, especially. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the birds that are out there right now that people are hearing. What's standing out for folks, do you think?
Song sparrow is probably the one. It's that three little calls that are exactly the same, and then some twitter after, and they're at the Pioneer Home, and they're in the big spruce trees, and they're in the grass. They're everywhere, and they're each male's getting up there and saying, I'm a good provider, come and see
That's
me,
right.
You know?
Yeah, we were joking earlier, love is in the air.
It is.
And you know, a lot of the species that nest here are beginning to nest already or have been vocalizing for some time up to this point.
Yeah.
So varied thrushes, that melodic whistle that you'll hear in the forest is one that we hear quite a bit of.
Yes.
And then another favorite of mine is the little Pacific wren. And so this is just a little pint-sized bird that is normally along the forest floor. And, you know, I try to come up with connections to for people so that when they hear the song, they can remember it. And the Pacific Wren song is just so beautiful and high-pitched and has such a great vocal range. We always joke that, well, I guess it depends on which generation you're in. It's either the Mariah Carey bird or the Beyonce bird because it has such a great vocal range. So that's another one to listen for and look for.
Yeah, it's also the longest song in the forest. You could still be looking it up and seeing what it is, and it's still singing. Yeah. So that's a distinctive thing. It sounds like burbling water.
What about along the shore, all those little peeps?
Yeah, their story is so amazing. And so, you know, the birds that we're seeing along the shore, this is just a pit stop for many of them, along their way to, you know, primarily the tundra. And these birds have migrated from thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away. Some of the birds we're seeing are coming from places like Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii. Others are coming from Central and South America. And so to see them, you know, refueling here, sometimes just for a couple of hours, sometimes for just a few days, is really remarkable. And then when you get a chance to see their size, they're so small.
They're tiny.
They've got to pack on a little bit of extra poundage or ounces, fractions of ounces, to be able to make their way up north. And so, you know, whether that's Western sandpipers, Lee sandpipers, Dunlin, Lucy was talking about black turnstones, yellow legs. There's so many different sandpipers or peeps, as you were calling them earlier, as their nickname. And so I just, when I get to see them, I feel this great sense of appreciation and awe in their athleticism and endurance.
That's right. And some of them are bigger and are very distinctive looking. So we'll have a chance to see some black-bellied plovers, perhaps, and maybe even a godwit or a whimbrel, which is a much bigger bird. So anyway, that's what I mean when I say you don't know what you're going to see, because it could be anything. It could be very rare or it could be very numerous this time of year. Mm-hmm. You know, and the shorebird festivals up north are starting, and they're seeing thousands and thousands and thousands of these birds. We're just getting a little glimpse. Yeah.
Well, let's see. I think I've got a Pacific Wren here.
Oh.
Let's see. Well, will it work?
Yes.
Wait, there's that little guy. We might be hearing some of that, some Pacific Wren. All right, I think I have a song sparrow. Nope, that's not a song. There we go.
There.
We had a wren and then a song sparrow.
The wren's still singing.
The wren.
That's how they are.
Can't keep me quiet.
That's right.
All right. Varied thrush. Ooh, we've got more. What else we got?
That was a song sparrow.
There we go.
Like, yeah.
And this is all from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, which is just a fabulous place to go.
Oh, yeah.
For identification. All right, now let's do this.
There it is.
There we go.
That's the sound of spring around here.
It is. There should be more coming up.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing. If you're just quiet and you allow space into your life, then more and more and more comes. So these are some of the songs that we're hearing.
That's right.
Around Southeast Alaska, and maybe some of what you'll be hearing at Sitka National Historical Park on the 6th and the 13th, starting at 8 a.m.
Yes.
Folks of any experience with birds and wildlife are welcome. This is just an opportunity for people to get together and celebrate spring.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Maybe learn a bit more, share some, and have a good time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay. What about kids?
Yeah, it's great to bring kids along. They should be accompanied by adults. but we've had many kids come in the past. 2 hours is a long time for some. And so, you know, you're free and welcome to come for fragments or segments of it. Oh, yeah. We have a step stool for those that need a step stool to be able to get up and look at the spotting scope. And having a spotting scope there really helps. Especially younger kids, because it's so challenging to be able to use binoculars and see birds from far away. So we've definitely got a lot of strategies and resources to make it an enjoyable experience for people of all ages.
That's true.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank
Thanks
you.
So much for having us.
Sure.
We've been speaking with Lucy Phillips and Ryan Carpenter Spring migration bird walks are happening Sitka National Historical Park, May 6 and 13, starting at 8 a.m.